Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Freedom Day sparkles with Farmington's own Chevelle Shepherd this year. Enjoy this free outdoor concert with the season 15 winner of The Voice, Saturday, July 2nd at the Farmington Civic Center Plaza. Bring your favorite chair or blanket and enjoy the festivities from 5 to 9 p.m. with Chevelle taking the stage at 7. This family-friendly fun is made possible by the City of Farmington. Find out more at farmingtonnm.org or call 505-326-7602. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 22nd day of June, 2022. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, of course, over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. Everywhere else, you can tune in and stream us at ksje.com. And we also welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're with us this morning, everybody, because coming up, we are talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington and Bloomfield, getting some information about their events and programs this summer for kids in the area. Hope you'll stay tuned for that, which begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, of course, we'll get another lesson about life in the sandbox from Ron Price. He'll be here on the air at 8:50 a.m. with me with another Best Of segment as we give Ron the summer off, but we still have some good words of advice coming up later on this morning. And then next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts. It is our daily classical music program here on KSJE. Mick is featuring music this morning from Johannes Bach. You'll hear that today at 9:06, which will take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program. Tracy Helsvass is speaking with author Sherry Robinson this morning about her latest book about the first territorial governor in New Mexico, James Silas Calhoun. Not much is known about him, but apparently there's enough for a book, so we'll learn more about him coming up today at 10:30 on KSJE and right on Four Corners. Don't forget, you can connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. So check us out and enjoy some of our podcasts on KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, I am thrilled to be able to show you our weather camera that is back after a long absence, but it is back. And check out a live image of the college and KSJE wherever you are. Just go to our website, ksje.com. But currently outside, it is 65 degrees under cloudy skies. And we're expecting a mostly cloudy day as we talk about the weather forecast today. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with a chance of showers. 71 for a high in Farmington today. Chance of showers overnight tonight. The low near 60. More chances for rain tomorrow. Looks like a 50% chance on Thursday. 85 for a high tomorrow, 62 Thursday night. Maybe a little drier on Friday with partly sunny skies and a high of 85. Then again, look at the weekend. Mid-80s for a high on Saturday, another chance of showers. 75 on Sunday, 78 on Monday, and 83 on Tuesday. Still that monsoon moisture pattern in the area, which we will take. We're not going to complain about the rain, but a chance of showers. So if you have plans outside, kind of be ready for maybe a passing shower or two. Well, let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Farmington and Bloomfield. Nikki Taylor is here to talk a little bit about the plans that they have coming up this summer. Good morning, and welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you. Good morning. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here as well, because it is a busy time for the Boys and Girls Clubs. You are really ramping up your summer programs again.
We are. We've been so busy. It's so great to see the kids back. We have our summer program going on into August, and then we have another program at one of the schools where we're serving kids as well. So it's been awesome to see all the kids back.
Very good. And would you say the new numbers are back to kind of pre-pandemic levels, or are they getting closer?
They're getting close. Our after-school program really ramped up this past spring, and we got to see a lot of the kids back, and then we were in 6 school sites now, so we're able to serve more kids that way. And so it's just so great to be back, and it's good to see some of those cute faces. So
right. Very, very good. Well, that's important. And so you are planning a couple of things, a couple of fundraisers going on. You want to talk about golf is one of them.
Correct. Right? That's correct. This is our 29th annual year, so we're really excited to be back and doing our golf fundraiser again. And it's going to be July 22nd and 23rd. We had delayed a little bit because we were hoping Pinion would be ready, but there's a delay with the Pinion Golf Course. So we will be at Riverview this year. Over in Kirtland. And so we're excited to try a new course and be out there. But we've been really grateful with the partnership we've had with Pinion Hills, and they've been awesome through this whole process, keeping us in the loop. And big thanks to Citizens Bank and B&M Sillison. They're our premier sponsors every year. So we're excited to be back and looking forward to a fun weekend in July.
Very, very good. And there's another event that you are doing. You are working with all the clubs, actually, in San Juan County, in addition to your club, Bloomfield, of course, that you guys help to operate, but the Aztec Club as well.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited to be back doing more events. And so we added this year our first annual Great Futures Ride. It's a poker run, a charity ride with motorcycles, and we're doing it with the Aztec Boys and Girls Club. And then now that we have taken over the Bloomfield Boys and Girls Club, so we're calling it the San Juan County, the Boys and Girls Club of San Juan County. And so, yeah, we're really excited. That's July 9th, and it'll be a big event at Four Corners Harley. And then they'll ride to the different clubs, get to check out each site, and then come back to Four Corners Harley for a big wrap-up and event.
Very good. Very good. And there's some raffle tickets too as part of that?
Absolutely. So if you register to ride or you sponsor, there's door prizes. So we're giving out free prizes, and all of our gifts are awesome and locally donated from different businesses around town. So you'll get to see all kinds of businesses from San Juan County. And then we also have raffles. We have silent auctions, and we will end the day at 4 p.m. on July 9th with a Harley raffle. So there's tickets for that, and there's second and third place prizes for those as well.
Very good. And the proceeds are being split with the Aztec Club.
They are. So we'll split them between Bloomfield, Aztec, and Farmington. And it all goes to help scholarship kids. So we know families that are still hurting out there from the pandemic, and then just in general. And so with that, we are raising money to provide scholarships so kids can attend the club, have a safe space, have a lot of fun programs, and we feed them as well. So it helps cover all those costs for our scholarship kids.
Very good. And for folks who maybe aren't familiar with all the things that the Boys and Girls Clubs offer, I mean, you have programs and events during the school year and, of course, over the summer as well. And so these scholarships would cover maybe all these things that we're talking about, correct?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on, we used to be called the best kept secret in town. So, you know, for after school, we charge $5 a week. And that means every day after care, we provide meals. We have a lot of great programs. We do STEM, art, music, leadership programs, mentorship. We have a ton of different programs that the kids rotate through, and it covers all those costs. So it's a wonderful thing that we can do to help families out, but we keep our costs low for the families that pay as well. That way we can provide that safe space for kids.
Right. And let me just repeat that price. Is that, if I heard you correctly, you said $5 a week?
A week in the after-school program. And then we have different fees for summer. It depends on how you pay. Like if you want to just go 2 days a week, or for the full month, we offer discounts for the more you do. We also offer discounts for siblings. So, you know, we don't want to gouge families, and we try to keep our costs low. And these types of fundraisers are how we do that as well. You know, we have this golf tournament. We have now our Great Futures Ride with San Juan County as a whole. And then in September, as everybody knows, we're over 50 years now on our barbecue. So all of these great events help us keep these costs down for kids and for the families themselves.
True. And it's so important, I think, to have a place for kids to go after school or even during the summer if mom and dad are working, you know, and kids who are left at home usually are pretty good, but I think studies show sometimes kids may get into a little bit of trouble. I don't know.
I think we are a little bit like left to our own devices. But absolutely. That's our big thing, you know, a safe space for the kids. And we just have so much going on, too. So they don't just come and we don't babysit them. Like, we have a ton of programs. We keep them rotating throughout the days when they're there. They get outside time. They get play time. We focus on healthy eating. And then, like I said, we have all these other great programs that we do. I mean, the kids have art time. They have library time. We have the Farmington Public Library in our club. So there's a lot of activities that these kids get to do every day. And in the summer, we do field trips. So again, thank you to great partners in town. I mean, they go to the movies, they go to the library, they go to the aquatic center, and we try to coordinate some other little fun activities for the kids, and we keep the costs low for those families. But so it's a safe space, whether school's not in session after school or on a non-school day, and it's a lot of fun too.
Right. And we should mention too, these are the similar programs offered in the Bloomfield Club too.
Absolutely.
For folks in that neighborhood, in that city, right?
Yeah. And we want to keep that recognition out there. You know, the club has never closed with the transition of us taking over. And that was the point. We want a place for the kids to be. And it's really grown. We probably have 50 to 60 kids now out there. And we are pumped to be able to support Bloomfield and those kids. So
very good. A lot of folks may have been in the neighborhood in Bloomfield just last weekend with the balloon rally, which is literally outside the door of the Bloomfield Club.
Absolutely. And we were really sad that, I think it was Saturday night, it got canceled because of the rain. But we open the club for the restrooms for people to use. We provide hot chocolate, we provide coffee, and because it's right there, we want to be out there supporting as well. So we gave gifts to the balloon pilots, and we just had a lot of fun with the partnership that we have every year with that event. And then we want to be a part of it too, because it's right there.
Right, very true. Age range for kids who want to come to the club, is there a limit?
Absolutely. There it's 6 to 18 for us. And obviously, if you live in a different state or an area, please check with that club. Some clubs are able to only provide certain ages. But Bloomfield and Farmington are 6 to 18. I know that seems like kindergarten, but we do require them to be 6. There's just something about being able to be on your own and with other children. So 6 to 18. And speaking of 18, you know, we have a fabulous teen program. Our teen program is very well known in the area. Just a few years back, we built the John Oliphant Taco Bell Teen Center, and now we probably have upwards of 55 to 60 teens that attend that area of our club every day. So
nice.
We have an awesome teen program and teen director that really connects with the kids and makes it a lot of fun. And a big focus for us beyond the fun is the post-secondary pathways. So helping kids understand that what's life after high school, right? Like, do you want to do a trade? Do you want to become a chef? Do you want to be a doctor? I mean, you could be anything, and how can we support you? And for the kids that don't know, we partner a lot with businesses in town and have them come speak to the kids. What sounds good to you? Like, because they may not know what they want to do. And then all of a sudden they hear a presentation from a coach and they're like, I think I want to be a coach, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's connecting them with what's next for them.
Nice. And having that separate space for the teens probably helps, so that they're not running around with the little kids who are really running around.
And vice versa, right. Yeah. So it's been nice. I mean, if you're going to go to the club as a 17-year-old, you want to know that you're not going to spend your whole day with a kindergartner necessarily. But they are awesome. I will say that a lot of our teens, they step up as leaders in the club. Even just yesterday, I was in there and I was like, who's helping at the front desk? They're like, oh, one of the teens. You know, like, they love to step in and help out with the littles. And they're mentors to our preteens and that next level. So it's really cool. I mean, I've been really excited to see, since that teen center has been built, how much it's adapted and grown with the club. So it's fantastic.
Right. Well, and I think that's kudos to the leadership of the Boys and Girls Clubs kind of instill that leadership in these young people, because, you know, they need some encouragement, I think, to step up. But I don't think it takes too much encouragement, because a lot of them really just want to do that.
They do. They just want someone to, I mean, either, you know, different personalities, right? They want someone to mentor them so they can mentor someone else. They want someone to be able to provide feedback on how to mentor. And some just have a natural ability to it. They just gravitate to leadership, and just like mama ducklings, like, they love to help out and they love to be involved. So yeah, we really focus on hiring staff that are leaders and mentors, and not only want to work with kids, but enjoy being around them. And it's nice when you see them attached to an age group that makes sense essence for them. Like, some people can handle the middle school age, some people can handle the kindergarten age. It just depends on what you're comfortable with. And it's always exciting to see when they get, when the light clicks in for our staff. They're like, man, I really like this third and fourth grade age or whatever that is.
Right, right. So you have summer programs going on now.
We do. I think we're already in our, we're just finishing up our first and about to enter into our second session.
Okay. Still room for more kids if folks listening to us this morning.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think someone came and get up for this.
Yeah, I think we had someone registered just yesterday. So, and again, there's different payments and different programs. And if you are hurting, if you're financially strapped and that's why you haven't signed up, we have an application process for scholarships. So please come apply, see if you qualify. You know, your kid will probably be able to attend for free if that's the case. So why not try?
Okay.
And then we have sports leagues going on. I think Coach is doing basketball this week. So we always post those on our Facebook and on our website, try to keep people up to date of what's next. And people are always like, when's basketball starting? You know, everybody gets really excited about different leagues. And so we try to post those the second we know they're happening, and we have flyers and information.
Right. Good to know. And then school programs, of course, that sign up will be later on this summer.
Yeah,
or already
we try to
happening?
Get through the first half of summer because our staff's really busy because we have the kids about 10 hours a day in summer programs. So everybody stays pretty busy and there's a lot of field trips and programs. But yeah, we're already starting to plan what those dates will look like. You know, we partner with Farmington Municipal Schools, who are fantastic at keeping us in the loop. We partner with the bus barn on transportation. So all those things are starting to happen, and we'll talk about that soon. And then you'll see that flyer come out with registration information and then pricing again, usually $5 a week for after school. So it should be pretty much the same.
Very good. Very good. Nikki Taylor is my guest this morning. She is the Director of Development for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Farmington and Bloomfield. We're talking about all the events and activities that are going on at the clubs this summer and all the things that they are doing. And of course, one of the things, as you mentioned, when you have these summer programs, it's a lot of fun. You kind of mix. It's kind of sneaky how you do it. You mix fun with learning.
That's
and somehow the kids come home and they've learned something from that day at the club, and it's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's really important for us that I know summer learning loss is a very common thing, and we were actually just talking about that yesterday when some of the teachers start reviewing kids that are coming from like second to third or, you know, whatever grade that is, and looking at their old scores at the end of the year versus that next year. What we try to do is keep reading going, keep reading important. I know the library posts a lot of stuff on that too, and, you know, can we go through different skills and different math things, you know, and all phonics, and just keep them thinking about it, so those months off, it's not a fresh start when they come back. They've been keeping it going, but we want to have fun too. We don't want them to feel like they're going to school and not look forward to coming to the club too. So it's definitely a great mix.
Right, right, which is really important.
And, it is.
And we hear all the time about the summer slide when it comes to learning and things like that. I know the library has been really busy with their summer reading program, encouraging kids to keep reading and registering through their site to do all the things that that program includes and things along that line. So it's great that the Boys and Girls Club is kind of going along with it and kind of sharing it in your club as well.
Yeah, they're awesome. Kids. They do a great job, and we partner with them a lot. And so, but we have our own style too that we implement. And when you get back into after school too, I mean, we're really there to support the schools and the teachers. We have power hour, which is our homework time. So kids do homework when they're at the club. There's that learning. And then we have, you know, sports time. We have outdoor time, park time. We have healthy eating. So there's a long mix of different programs that support mental health as well as physical health.
Right. I want to ask you a bit about the community and, of course, the support that the community gives to the club. You mentioned the barbecue, of course, has been going on for decades because of some dedicated companies and volunteers and the board that always helps out and the other events, the golf tournaments and things along that line. But it allows you to do the things that we're talking about this morning, right? Having that support of the community and the businesses in the community.
Yeah, our community, people just don't understand. It is a fantastic community, and it makes my job pretty easy because people want to support. They want to step up and help families. They want to help kids. And there's so many nonprofits in town that, you know, the community steps, you know, gets behind and steps up for. And definitely, you know, when you talk about like mac and cheeses this weekend, thanks to AGM for making us the beneficiaries this year and several years in the past. And then our charity ride, we've had big support from the community. I mean, so many companies. I don't want to list one and not list them all, but
right.
If you check out our website, all their logos are up there. We're going to start doing like little call outs and shout outs on Facebook for each one of our top supporters, and eventually all all the logos will be up. And then our golf tournament, yeah, 29 years, and thanks to Citizens Bank and B&M Citizen, but then also on all these events, thanks to all the people who buy tickets and buy sponsorships and support and buy corporate sponsorships. There's so many people that make these events happen. And then barbecue, yeah, I think this is 53 or 54 this year. And thanks to the Aztec Well family, the Sandells, like, it would not be possible without them. They provide so much. It's basically a low cost, almost no cost for us, and a full fundraiser. So when you buy that $10 barbecue ticket that you bought in the past, all of those proceeds go to the programs, like, immediately. There's no, like, we have this cost and this cost. So it's thanks to them, it's a success every single year. And we are excited for another year this year.
That's wonderful. That's great. And so what's next for the Boys and Girls Clubs? I mean, what would you like to see? You talked a little bit about some of the work that you do with the schools, the work with the libraries, the sports activities and the field trips and things along that line. I mean, it's a good mix of things which are really important, I think, to keep the kids engaged of all ages.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the things that we want is to continue. You know, we want to continue to see our club grow. We want to be able to support more kids. And as more and more, that's why we originally had 3 school sites, but our main club was getting so full, you know, but we don't want to turn a child away. But having hundreds and hundreds of kids in one building, it's a lot, just because we want to keep it safe. You know, we don't want kids, like, you know, trampling each other. Or we want to have a lot of room. So going to 6 school sites was awesome. And if that continues to grow, I would love to see that if there's a need, you know, continuing to support more kids in town, letting families know that they can bring their kids to the club and it's a safe space for all ages, not you're 16 and you're too cool. Like, there's a lot of fun that happens in that club. You know, growing Bloomfield is really important for us. We know that community has been hurting. And so anything that we can do to support families in that town is very important to us. And then just continuing to see these fundraisers be a big hit and continue to grow the support from this town, because those fundraisers lead to us supporting more families and more kids. So that's right. Kind of where we are right now. You know, there's always some other sneaky ideas that we have, but I think our big one too is the team program. We really want to, now that we've kind of come around from COVID, to be able to bring people back into talking to the kids again and helping them decide what's that next step for them. I mean, these are our future leaders. So how can we get them to see maybe or connect with something that they'd like to do in the future?
Right. And it seems like when I talk to some of the school superintendents and folks in education, that is something that they're trying to do as well, to really get kids to be thinking even earlier about what they'd like to do. Not that they have to commit to it necessarily, but explore and find out and just kind of decide, even in high school, maybe even middle school, of what interests them and what they'd like to maybe look at, and those different pathways, as you mentioned, to kind of head in that direction.
Yeah, and why not? Like, why not start early? I've heard of different initiatives coming from the kids too. Like, hey, can we start this program as a, you know, an eighth grader, as a freshman? That way, when we're ready to graduate, we've already got all this training and skills. I mean, you hear about back in the day, they had like workshops and like different things at the school, auto mechanic. Why not bring different trades back into the school? You know, college is awesome, and there's a lot of kids that want to go to college, but there's kids that don't. So that's why we call it post-secondary pathway. What is your path? Like, not everybody is going to do one thing. I mean, there's so many jobs out there and so many things that need, so many companies that need employees. So I love it. And the schools are definitely supportive of that too. They've got great programs they're putting in place.
Right, right. When you talk about the Farmington Boys and Girls Club, I think there is a generational affinity for the club. You've got parents and probably grandparents and maybe great-grandparents who remember their time at the club. And so it's kind of a foregone conclusion that their kids are going to come to the Farmington Boys and Girls Club just because it's a family tradition.
It's pretty awesome. Actually, I love it. We did an alum video years ago, and it's kind of funny. Like, several of those people are on our board. You know, they've had kids go to the club. I love the people that come back. Like, and we had a guy kind of help us with some maintenance stuff not long ago. He was like, I was a club kid when it was the Kwanzaa Hut, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, there's a lot of history behind it. I'm originally from Texas, and I was actually a club kid in sports. So I played sports with the club. I didn't have one near me for after school, but we drove for sports, and it's meant a lot to me. So when I received, you know, when I started interviewing for the job, there were so many memories for me. And then now you see these connections with our alum, and a lot of our donors and our board members were alum, and because it is a tradition for them. And the Farmington Club has been around for now 62 years. 2020 was our 60th. We didn't get to do a big celebration with COVID, but right, we were really right. excited to celebrate that 60. And then this year, it is a Bloomfield's 30th. So hey. We've got a lot of exciting things going on, and we just want to continue to grow that, and we want to keep supporting families. And again, we couldn't do it without the amazing support we've received from the communities already, and we just want to keep that relationship and keep growing.
Right. Very true. I know I've been here long enough to have gone to one event at the Quonset Hut.
Did you?
At the Farmington Club.
Well, do you remember what it was?
It was, I think it was some kind of a maybe a basketball game between somebody, some group and some other group, right? Yeah. It wasn't maybe the kids, but it was a fundraiser probably for the club back in the day.
Probably. We pull out old photo albums sometimes and we use them for like, you know, events and stuff. Look at these old pictures and stuff.
Sure.
And I love going through them because I'm like, oh my gosh, look at these old buildings and the wood gym floors and things like that. And so it's amazing how far we've come. And I think, you know, we just did the ribbon cutting on our gym just a few years back as well. So again, thanks to the Sandells. And so it's just amazing to see how much the clubs change, but there's so many things that we're doing the same. And that's a reason why there's a tradition there and people support the club is because as much as we've changed, we've continued to do the same types of things to support kids and be there for families.
Right. That hasn't changed in 60 some odd years.
62.
Yeah.
And 30 for Bloomfield.
There you go. Just a couple of minutes remaining this morning, Nikki Taylor. And so if folks want to support the club and they love motorcycles, I guess you've got it set for them, right?
We do. If you go to bgcfarmington.org, so Boys Girls Club, so bgcfarmington.org, and we have an events tab that we've newly renovated. It's got mac and cheese info and tickets. It's got the charity ride on July 9th. It's got information on how to sponsor if you would like to donate an in-kind item and get recognized at the event. There's tickets just to ride, and then there's also tickets for the raffle. And then you scroll down and it's got our golf event for July 22nd, 23rd. We still have room for teams and sponsors there. Or if you'd like to donate an in-kind prize for the players, that's all on there. There's links on there for forms as well as a payment. And then we've got the notice for coming up for the barbecue, which we have not released all the details yet, but that will be posted up there as soon as it's available. So again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to everybody who steps up for us. And the information's all on our website, bgcfarmington.org.
Okay. And is that the place to go to maybe sign up a kid for a program or
something,
or get more information about the scholarships you talked about?
Absolutely. It's got information. Sometimes we have to meet with people in person, sure, depending on what you're signing up for. But yes, all that information we keep on our website now. And then we also have a Facebook page where we post all of our flyers. So if you're wondering, what's the next sports league coming up? When is after school starting? We'll have that up there as soon as the flyers are made.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming
in
this
Scott.
Morning and
thanks
the work
everybody.
That you and the team at the Boys and Girls Club does for the kids at Farmington. Thank you very much. And Bloomfield.
Yes, in Bloomfield. Thank you so much. We appreciate being here.
You bet. Good to have you here.
You too. Thanks.
Nikki Taylor, my guest this morning from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Farmington and Bloomfield with me here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, with a local office in Farmington, providing free services and resources to help those living with dementia and their families, including their 24/7 helpline, 1-800-272-3900. The Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, 1-800-272-3900. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The Music Man Musical, multiple performances June 16th through June 26th. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello again, this is Emin Chi bringing you coaching tips for the radio for week 3. We will be talking about making it a routine. So getting yourself into a study routine is one of the biggest ways to make sure that studying becomes a part of your everyday habit. Figure out what time of the day works best for you and make a real effort to dedicate that time to reviewing notes, videos, and other related resources. Use self-discipline. Pick times during the week to try out your studying. You can try studying in the morning on one day, the afternoon on another day, and in the evening if that works best for you when there are no distractions at the end of the night. Once you've decided which time works best for you, try to stick with that time of day every day to get in the habit of studying consistently. You might wind up rearranging your routine due to extracurricular activities, time with friends, and other commitments, but be sure to prioritize your studies and get them done in one way or another.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.